got it now.
WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. Sky by here to fill in for the night. Play a lot of local music. Show's all local, obviously. Rainey of Sapling's going to be coming in a little later on, and we're going to talk a bit about her band. And she's going to co-DJ for a while and select, I think we have 5 or 6 songs by hers lined up. She'll talk about them, obviously, and we'll get going with that. I think she'll be in between 9:30 and 10. It's pretty flexible. Right now I'm going to play a lot of local music. And here's this is an older band. They have a lot of new music tonight. But this is an older band called the Von Trapps. I'm going to start with them.
Yeah, I'm unsafe, I'm ungrateful.
stairs. I tried to send her my love, but she only refuses. Don't need your medication, don't want your institution. But I need a release from the drama and confusion. Out of love, out of
pull the mic down. The mic's way the hell over there. All right, that was Kate Redgate. Brand new stuff called Fools, Drunks, and Liars. She has a full length coming out on Rumbar at some point this year. I'm going to try to get her on my show. We'll see how that goes. New single by the Downhalls, A Hazy Shade Of. And started with an older band, the Von Trapps, Unhinged, 914 WMFO in Medford. Once again, this is On the Town with Mikey D. Brand new stuff now by Holy Smoke. It's a cover song.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard, Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I won't make a scene, promise to leave stealthily.
That was Brand New by Hammered Saint, a song called Dirty Work. I don't think that's out on a lot of platforms yet, but I'm sure it will be shortly. Great song. Before that, Huck 2 with Soul Sucker. Brand New Key of Caustic. I'll tell you a lot of brand new stuff tonight. Brand New Key of Caustic, Where Did It Go? And Holy Smoke with Bye Bye Love. It's 933 WMFO in Medford. I believe Rainey will be up shortly, but right now I'm going to keep their local stuff going. This is something by Evil Felipe.
Have me hanging on the edge of love. Walk away, there's nothing left to do, and I can't.
All right, that was Unlucky 17 by a band called Duck and Cover. Eddie Japan with Walk Away. I believe Eddie Japan have something coming up soon with Michael Marotta. Hammered Saint, Dirty Work. I might have already mentioned that one. But I'm here with Rainey from Sapling. Nice to have you here.
Hello, thanks for having me here.
And so I wanted to, before we talk about, you're here to, we're going to play some songs that you've chosen. But before that, obviously I want to talk about Sapling. How long has Sapling been at it?
Sapling has technically been a band since 2016, but in our current iteration, which I think is kind of the final Pokemon of Sapling with our current drummer since 2018. So about 5 years. And of course we had COVID take up a nice chunk of that in the middle.
How I always ask bands that about their name. How'd you come up with Sapling?
You know, thank you for asking, because shockingly, no one has ever really asked us this
really?
Before.
That's like my go-to question. Unless it's like the person's name.
Yeah.
Like if it was like the Rainey band.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If it's not that, I'm going, okay, I'll just come up with a name.
So my last band was called Rotating Strawberry Madonna. Frequently
okay.
called Rotating Strawberry Banana. Not against, not our choice. But that whole name started as kind of a joke that stuck, and it was kind of obnoxiously hard to remember for some people. And then, so after that band kind of fizzled out, I was like, all right, I want my next band to have a simple name that's easy to remember. We're going to really try to find a one-word name that isn't taken. There's a couple saplings out there, but not nearby. And the other thing was, at the time, so our drummer was very, very tall, and then when he ended up leaving the band, we were all very short, so we, on top of just being Sapling, we called the album No Sequoia. It was just a short people joke. So Sapling was just something fresh and new, starting from something old that was hopefully an easy to remember name, and we lucked out that there wasn't one like in Boston.
Yeah, I like Sapling, and I like the short, bang, one word band names.
Right, it's punchy.
Yeah, and you have there's a release coming up, a full length, is it?
Yep, we have our second studio full-length called Amor Fati, Love of Fate, coming out May 7th. And so we had a studio full-length, and we had kind of a DIY demo thing we did ourselves, and then this is done the same way as our first album. It's going to be a lot of tracks. It's a lot longer than we expected it would be, which is exciting. When we decided to record, we just said, you know what, let's record an album in November. And it was in September, kept getting pushed. But I always thought, maybe by then we'll have like five done, maybe seven done. Nope, we had way more than that. So we just kept going.
Started out as an EP and just blew up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's literally what happened.
Have you been playing, prior to Sapling, have you been playing for a long time? Have you been in?
Yeah, I've been in a lot of different bands of a lot of different natures, probably for 25 years.
Wow.
Like I said to somebody today, I'm older than I look. Generally, I've been playing drums. Drums are my first instrument. I still consider them kind of my primary instrument. But I do play bass and sing in Sapling, which has been the case with this. And then that long-winded titled band, Rotating Strawberry Madonna.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the album artwork... Who was involved in that?
You're talking about the big album cover? Where
So
the setup of it was just kind of an idea that I guess I kind of had. We all kind of had it together. But I just said, what if we stood like this and we kind of did like a see no evil, hear no evil thing. But it's us, so we're always going to be like as naked as possible just because it's funny. I don't know. We have a lot of reasons. It's... What are you gonna do? If you take it off, no one can tell you to take it off. I guess that's the approach.
Mm-hmm.
But and then our friend Ben took the photos, and yeah, we had a really cool location that a friend helped us scope out in Central Mass, and we took all these really awesome photos, a lot of which have not yet been released. But we were really happy with the way the album cover kind of came out.
Yeah, and when is it gonna drop?
May 7th. So
you might have already said
that's
that.
Okay.
Did you already say
that's
that?
Okay. No, it's good because it's making me practice.
Reiterate it, right?
Without having to like turn my eyes up to the side, I was like, May 7th.
May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the new single? Well, I don't know if it's the new, the song I'm about to play.
Yeah. So our newest single that's already out is called A Fox Upon the Tomb. We put it out on New Year's Eve. And like all of our songs, it's kind of about something and also, you know, just a bunch of random lines that we smashed together. But I think if anything, it's kind of a little bit of a reaction to the state of the world right now with the overturning of Roe v. Wade and just feeling like if you're, you know, a woman at this point, or any marginalized gender, you can basically just shove off. And
yeah, so. It's terrible. I am I put the L in left politically, so I'm in your camp there with that stuff. But I'm going to play that, and then we'll get back, and we'll play some songs that you've selected, some bands you've selected, but this is the latest single by Sapling.
I have an IUD and a gun. Okay, okay, I don't have a gun. But what if I did? What have I done? Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun?
Anxiety is a personal failure. Please continue to follow all norms.
Failure. Please continue to follow all norms.
Be never pays the bills.
All right, that was one of Rainey's selections, Miracle Blood. Song was Pomeranian, and before that we played her very own, A Fox Upon the Tomb. So you want to talk a bit about that song?
About Fox?
Either or one. About, both, both.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with Fox. Actually, while the song was playing, we were in here getting distracted and talking about the drum part to it, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun. Pomeranian by Miracle Blood, they just put out a video for that song, I think just over the weekend or just before the weekend. I think it was, yeah, a couple days ago. They are one of our favorite Boston bands. They're some of our best band friends. And we actually met them because they started following us on Instagram after the singer, he used to be in like a tree cover band called Sapling. So I guess that's kind of how he found us, followed us. And I'm like, this is great. So
there was another Sapling.
Some point, yeah, a cover band. And then, so we are actually playing a show together this Saturday, the 18th, at Starlight in Southbridge, which is where our release show is eventually going to be. But we're really looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the break a bit, but your band, is it a collaborative effort as far as the music writing? And do you do the lyrics?
I do.
Or is that collaborative too?
It's collaborative, lyrically it's collaborative between me and Amber, at least, so the guitarist slash thereminister, Amber. We do the lyrics, and as far as musically, more or less everybody writes all their own parts, although, yes, I am a drummer, so I work very closely with our drummer, John, and I'm sure he's probably laughing right now because I know he's listening to this. But yeah, and once in a while I'll have, you know, a little idea for kind of a guitar thing I want Amber to do, but usually she comes in with something and she'll be, if I write something, for example, if I write a bass part, she'll be quiet for the first 2 to 3 practices, just kind of listening and maybe periodically trying a little noise. And then all of a sudden the next practice she'll come in with this insane thing, this insane part. And I'm just like, yep, that's how that goes. And then it's a matter of her, you know, fiddling with her whole enormous 3-foot-long pedal board and being like, do you like this fuzz or that fuzz? And I'm like, they sound the same, but I like the first one.
Yeah. And it's going to probably be out on CD form.
Yeah.
But vinyl is a bit of a stretch nowadays.
I would love to do vinyl. Selfishly, too, because I think the album cover would look so cool.
Oh, it would.
12-inch, but...
It definitely would.